Today's daf is Yevamos daf Samaches. We are at the Mishnah, 15 lines from the bottom of daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refor shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom ben Thega Rachel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Chayesara bas Yenta, Leah Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Zecharia Shimon ben Reb Yitzchak HaKoyen, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibad L'Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So we're continuing to discuss halachos related to Truma. Today's daf, more specifically, is going to discuss halachos of a Bas Yisrael, Shenises Likoyen, where the halacha is that she's allowed to eat truma. Additionally, a bas koyen shenises li Yisrael, where the halacha is that she's not allowed to eat truma. So really, the hakdama to today's daf was the last two dafin, which we already learned. So we're going to just jump right in. Sok the Hilga Mishnah. Ha'ubar, the hayavam, the ha'erisin, the hacheresh uben tesha shon v'yoyim echad, all of the above poislin, they can disqualify a person from being able to eat truma v'loy machilin. However, they don't have the ability to cause somebody to be able to eat truma. Sofik she hu ben tes v'yoyim echad, sofik she enoy. In the event that you have not a ben tes shon of yom echad, but a suffik, whether this person is a ben tes shon of yom echad, or suffik hevi beisayros for suffik shaloi hevi, or if you have someone that's a suffik whether he brought beisayros, there's a suffik maybe he didn't bring beisayros, the halacha in those cases, it's also poislin v'loy machilin. We'll see in the Gemara what all this means. Another halacha, nafal habayis olav v'al bas achiv. So we momentarily return to Masechta Yevamos. What happens if Reuven and Shimon are brothers? Reuven was married to Shimon's daughter. He had another wife as well. Reuven and his wife, that's Shimon's daughter, were standing. A house fell on top of them and they both died. However, but there was a suffix whether Reuven died first or whether Reuven's wife, who was Shimon's daughter, died first. Now, what's the halachic implications of this suffix? It's very simple. If Reuven died first, that means at the time that Reuven died, Reuven left over two wives. One of them was Shimon's daughter, an erva. The other one then would be a tzaras erva. Tzaras erva, that's the first Mishnah in the Masechta. The halach is there's no yibum and there's no chalitza. If, however, Reuven's wife, who's Shimon's daughter, died first, that means that when Reuven died, Reuven's other wife was not a tzaras erva because the erva had died before Reuven died. In that case, the halacha would be you could do yibum or chalitza with Reuven's other wife. So what's the halacha? Being that it's a suffix who died first, it's a suffix if Reuven died first or if Shimon's daughter died first. The halacha is tzarasa chaylatzes flemis yabemis. Like in every situation where there's a suffix, whether you could do yibum or not, what you do is plan B, chalitza, which doesn't involve any isurim. Anyways, either way, the Mishnah is a loaded Mishnah. We weren't mefarish very much. The Gemara is going to go through now every word of the Mishnah and Be'ezus Hashem explain what everything means. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was ha'uber is poisel v'loy meichel. So what does that even mean? We're talking about a bas Yisrael that was married to a kohen. The halacha is as long as she's married to a kohen, she's allowed to eat truma. What happens if her husband, the kohen, dies? It depends. If she has children, so the halacha is she'd be able to continue to eat truma because of the child. If, however, she had no children, she goes back to her father's house, and in that instance, she would not be able to eat truma. The fact that she was once married to a kohen is neither here nor there. The question is, what happens if when the husband died, she didn't have any children, but she was pregnant? She had an uber. Does the uber have the ability to be meichel b'truma, or does it not have the ability to be meichel b'truma? The halacha is, an uber is loy meichel. What does it mean that an Uber is Paisel? What would be if you had the opposite case? You had a Bas Koyen that was married to a Yisrael. That loch is a Bas Koyen is able to eat Shuma. However, when she marries a Yisrael, she's no longer able to eat Shuma. What happens when her husband, the Yisrael, dies? Same thing. If she has children, so she continues to not be able to eat Shuma. If she didn't have any children, she goes back to her father's house. Her father's eating Shuma. She too will be able to eat Shuma. What happens if a Bas Koyen was married to a Yisrael? The Yisrael died. She didn't have any children, but she was a Mu'uberes. She had an Uber. Does the Uber get in the way from her ability to be able to eat Shuma? The answer is yes. Her Uber Poisel. So what does it mean, her Uber Poisel v'loy Michael? It's Poisel in the event that she was a Bas Koyen Shenisses Yisrael. If the Yisrael dies, the Uber is going to be Poisel. It's not going to allow her to continue to eat Shuma because she has an Uber that's Yisrael. However, that same Uber that was Poisel by a Bas Koyen Shenisses Yisrael is Einay Michael by a Bas Yisrael Shenisses L'Koyen. A Bas Yisrael Shenisses L'Koyen, if the Koyen dies and she has children, she would be able to continue to eat Shuma. However, if all she had was an Uber, she wouldn't be able to. At first glance, it seems to be a little bit of a contradiction. The Gemara is going to explain what the Makarir is. It's based on Xeris HaKosov. So says the Gemara, Uber, I Bas Koyen Li Yisrael, he, in the event that she was a Bas Koyen that was married to Yisrael, and then the Yisrael died, left over only an Uber. So the halach is pasala, she's not let eat truma, and the reason is kinu ureh, and we learn from there pratlem mu'uberes, meaning the pasuk that says that a bas koyin that's married to Yisrael and then her husband dies or gives her a get, the halach, she goes back to her father's house and she's let eat truma, says as follows: ubas koyin kisiya almana ugrusha vizera einla vishava obesavia. So the pasuk says if she goes back to her father's house, the way she was when she was younger, the way she left her father's house, that's when she's allowed to continue to eat truma. Prat l'muberes. A muberes is not kin ureo. It's true she doesn't have any child, but at the same time, she's expecting. So right now, she's not kin ureo. She's not kin ureo. That's why she won't be able to continue to eat truma. What about the reverse case? Ibas Yisrael l'koyin, he, the loch is loy maichala, the Uber, that's a koyin, does not have the ability to be meichel or truma. This was one of the themes of yesterday's daf. It's because yulud meichel, she'eni yulud ene meichel. Only a child that was born already has the ability to be meichel. A child that wasn't born yet doesn't have the ability to be meichel. As for that reason, you have what seemingly would seem to be a stira minei obey. Ha Uber's poisel, v'loy meichel. Poisel is based on a Pasik, Kinurel, Pratna Muberes, Valoy Michael. It's also based on a drasha, Yulud Michael, She'en Yulud Ene Michael. So that was the first Allah of the Mishnah. Second Allah of the Mishnah was Hayavam. Hayavam, the Mishnah said, is Poisel, Valoy Michael. So what does it mean, a Yavam is Poisel, Valoy Michael? We're talking about where Reuven and Shimon were brothers. Reuven died, he left over no children, so that Reuven's wife now falls Liibam. Now, by definition, there's no child, because if there was a child, so then the halacha would be that there would be no nefilah liyibam. So obviously there's no child. The question is, what's her halacha as it relates to being able to eat truma? So in the case that a bas koyin was married to a Yisrael Reuven, and then Reuven died and he left over no children, so now this bas koyin is falling liyibam to Shimon. Ordinarily, this bas koyin, because there's no children, would go back to her father's house and she'd be able to eat truma. Now, however, she's a shemeres yavam to a Yisrael. So the question is the fact that she's a shemeres yavam for Yisrael get in her way so that now she won't be able to eat truma, or the fact that she's a shemeres yavam to Yisrael is neither here nor there. All she is a shemeres yavam. She's not married to a Yisrael. When she was married to Yisrael, she wasn't able to eat truma. But now all she is shemeres yavam to Yisrael. So what's the halacha? Alzeh nemar, that's what the Mishnah says, hayavam poisel. A yavam passels, that disqualifies this bas koyin from being able to eat truma, even though technically she's a bas koyin that was nissesly Yisrael, with Yisrael died, no children. So the halach is v'shava obeis avia kinu ureo milechem avia toichel. She should really be able to go back and continue to eat truma. But being that she's right now a shemeres yavam to a Yisrael, the zika to the Yisrael is what gets in the way. What would be in the reverse? What would be if you had a Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kayin? So Reuven over here is a Kayin. Bas Yisrael is married to the Kayin. Reuven dies, leaves over no children. What should the halacha be? The halacha should then be that this Bas Yisrael is going to go back to her father's house. Again, there's no children, because if there were children, she wouldn't be a Shemeres Yavam, and she shouldn't be able to eat Truma. However, being that she's now a Shemeres Yavam to a Kayan, so is the Zika to the Kayan enough to be Meichel or Betruma? Oh, I'll say Nemer. That's what the Mishnah means when it says, Hayavam Poisel, Veloy Meichel. The Yavam's Poisel. In the event that the Yavam's a Yisrael, and she's a Bas Kayan, it's going to passel her. It's going to disqualify her from being able to eat Truma. However, in the event that she's a Bas Yisrael, and the Yavam's a Kayan, the Yavam won't have the ability to be Meichel or Betruma. And again, just like in the case of Uber, it's really a stira minei obey. It's a tarte desasri, mamon of shach. Does Yavam have impact when it comes to being Meichel Betruma? Then a Yavam should be Meichel. And if the Yavam doesn't, then he shouldn't be able to be Poisel. So what's this idea that the Yavam is Poisel like Meichel? So the Gemara explains, says the Gemara, Ibaskoyin Liyisrael, in the event that she was a Baskoyin and she's following Liyisrael, that loch is Poisel. She's not letting Truma. Why? Meaning the Yavam Yisrael is going to Poisel. Because it says, Veshova el Beisavia, Gishmak. The Pasuk, when it says that a Baskoyin that was married to Yisrael, and then the Yisrael died, or gave her a get, and there's no children. She goes back home. She's led to eat truma. Emphasizes that she goes back home. It says, v'shova obeis avia. Now, this Shemeres Yavam, is she going back home? No. She's in a state of Zika. She can't return to the way she once was. Pratla Shemeres Yavam. And it's for that reason she's excluded from this heter, that she's able to go back to continue to eat truma, and that's why the Yavam is going to shter her ability to eat truma. Ibas Yisrael l'kayani, in the event that she was a Bas Yisrael, and the Zika was to a kayan, loy maichala, the halach is the kayan doesn't have the ability to be maichala but truma. Why? Because kinyan kaspay yom rachmana. It says, v'kayan ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspay hu yoichal boy. Kinyan kaspay sounds like you have to be kinyan kaspay of the man that's being Meichel you Betruma, and this woman is not Kinyan Kaspoy of the Yavam, rather Vaha Kinyan the Achifu. She's Kinyan Kaspoy of the Yavam's brother. But the Yavam right now, she's not Kinyan Kaspoy of, and it's for that reason he doesn't have the ability to be Meichel Betruma. As it relates to this last line that we just learned, we're going to return to it in Yetz Hashem in the raid. But again, it's based on Psokim, and that's why, even though it's true, a Yavam Meich Poisel, for like Meichel really would seem to be a contradiction, but after all the Limudim, it's really not a contradiction. The next thing the Mishnah said was, V'ha Erisim. So what does V'ha Erisim mean? So this is very, very straightforward. A Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kayan is a lady truma. What if all there was erisin? The halacha is arusa bas Yisrael is eina oicheles betruma. A bas koyin that's married to a Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. What happens if all there was erisin? Here the halacha is that a bas koyin that's nisarsa to a Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. In other words, erisin has the ability to be poisel, so the bas koyin who can't eat truma when she's married to a Yisrael, erisin would be a definition of marriage, and as a result, she would not be able to eat truma. However, it's not considered marriage as it relates to being able to be Meichel b'truma. So again, we're getting the worst of both worlds. Erisin also is poisel v'loy Meichel. And here too, again, the Gemara explains, Ibas Koyin Liyisrael, in the event that she's a Bas Koyin, and there's an Erisin Liyisrael poisel, the halacha is that she's not allowed to eat truma. Why? The Hakanya Bahavaya. Because at the end of the day, Erisin is Kinyan Kaspoy. So right now, she is Konoy to the Yisrael. She's Konoy to the Yisrael. She's married to the Yisrael. Erisin, for Ruba the Ruba of things, is the definition of marriage, so therefore, she won't be able to eat truma. V'ibas Yisrael l'koyin, iloy ma'ichalo, and in the event that she's a Bas Yisrael to a koyin, she's also not allowed to eat truma, and here the Gemara says, Mishum du Ula. It's based on what Ula said. So what did Ula say? So Rashi says, Perek Afalpi, Ksubas Daf Mezayin Amabez, we've mentioned this many times, where Ula said that really, Midday Raisa, Arusa Bas Yisrael, Eicheles Betruma. Because it says Kinyan Kaspoy, and Kinyan Kaspoy really is Erisin. Why then is it that an Arusa Bas Yisrael is not allowed to eat Truma? So Ula said it's Gzeira. Because being that she's living in her parents' house, and her parents and her siblings are not Koyanim, if she's going to take Truma from her spouse and bring it back home, so they're going to maybe be Nichshal in the Isser of Azar eating Truma. So once this Nisuin, she's not living in her family's house anymore, so that's not a concern. But if all there is Erisin, that's what is going to be a concern. Agav, the Gemara, and Afalpi brings another reason. Rish Lakish said, Mishum Simpun. Our Gemara just quoted Ula. But the bottom line is what the Gemara is saying is that Enochanami, Midai Raisa, an Arusa really would be able to eat Truma. And just like Erisin is Poisel, really Erisin would be Meichel. The only reason Erisin is not Meichel is a Din de Rabbanon. The Mishnah continue in its list of things that are poison v'loy machilin, and the Mishnah said v'hacheresh. So if someone's married to a cheresh, so the halach is that the marriage of the Cheresh would be poisel, it wouldn't be Michael. So again, what does that mean? If you have a Bas Kohen that's married to a Cheresh Yisrael, she would not be able to eat Truma, Machmas, the Nesuin to the Cheresh. However, if you had a Bas Yisrael that was married to a Cheresh Kohen, she would not be able to eat Truma, Machmas, the marriage to the Cheresh. So the Cheresh's marriage is a marriage to be poisel, but it's not a marriage to be Michael. So Gemara here too explains, in Bas Kohen li Yisrael, in the event that she's a Bas Kohen that's married to a Yisrael, poisel, it's going to be a problem. Why Dakanya, but Dakanta the Rabbana? Because albeit mid Rabbana, they're married. So a Cheresh is someone that can't get married midday raisa, because midday raisa he's deemed to not be a bar das, just like a cheresh is potter min a mitzvahs. So too a cheresh is not able to get married, doesn't have the necessary das, the requisite das for him to be able to effectuate a kinyan such as marriage. But the rabbanon were misakin that a cheresh should be able to get married. So being that he is married mid rabbanon, that's enough to passel the bas kohen. So a bas kohen's allowed to eat truma. If she's married, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. If she's married to Yisrael, that is. So if she's married to a Yisrael cheresh, being that midrabbanon, she's married midrabbanon, she won't be able to eat truma. What about in the reverse? It's possible. Ibas Yisrael, the koyani, in the event that she's a bas Yisrael and the cheresh was a koyan, loy Michael, you're not going to be allowed to. Why? Because kinyan kasbi om rachmanav, I love bar kinyanu. Because the Torah says it has to be a kinyan, meaning it has to be a kinyan on the deraisa level. This is not a kinyan on the deraisa level. All this is a kinyan derabbanon, and because all this is a kinyan rabbanon, a kinyan rabbanon won't be able to be Michael, right? This is simple math. A kinyan derabbanon could shter, a kinyan derabbanon can create. Meaning, the Rabbanon have the ability to be machmer. So the Rabbanon could say that this Bas Kohen, who really made the rice, is able to eat Truma. Now she's married to a Yisrael, but the Rabbanon, she can't eat Truma. A lot of things you could, but the Rabbanon said you can't. It's a thin Rabbanon. The Rabbanon have the ability to do that. But if you have a woman that midday rice is not able to eat Truma, the Rabbanon can't say, oh, it's a marriage, the Rabbanon. So mid Rabbanon, you're Kenyan Kasper, you're married to a Cheresh, now you should be able to eat Truma. The Rabbanon don't have the authority to do that. As for that reason, the Cheresh is going to be poisel, but the Cheresh is not going to be Michael. So we had ha'uber, ha'yavam, ha'erusin, ha'cheresh. There's one more item in this list, and that is uven teisha shonim v'yoyim echad. That if you have a ben teisha shonim v'yoyim echad, there too the halach is poisel v'loy Michael. So up until this point, it was very straightforward what the Mishnah means and what the hezber in the Mishnah was. A lot of small gemaras, two dots, right? Very, very straightforward. This next line in the Mishnah was a little bit more of a discussion in the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, the Gemara had a havamina. What do we mean, ben teisha shon of yom echad? Probably the shemeres yofam. We probably mean a woman that fell a yibam, lib ben teisha shon of yom echad, to a ben teisha shon of yom echad. And the Mishnah is saying that the zika to the ben teisha shon of yom echad is going to be poisel v'loy Michael. Meaning, if she's a bas koyein that fell a yibam to a Yisrael that's a ben teisha shon of yom echad, then a filo liyibum to the Yisrael is going to disqualify her from being able to eat truma. If she's a bas Yisrael that fell liyibum to a koyin that's a ben teisha shon of yom echad, the halach is she won't be able to eat truma. Again, this dichotomy that the ben teisha shon of yom echad is something to pasul, but it's not something to be meichel. Oh, but the Gemara says, how could that be pshat in the Mishnah? The ma ilam ifso, as it relates to pasuling the case where the bas koyin is zoikek. Now to ben teisha shon of yom echad katanami mifsal pasul. Even if he's less than 9 years old, this should be the halacha. Why should this be the halacha even if he's less than 9 years old? Because even if he's less than 9 years old, the zika, right? Katan ben yom echad, the halacha is zoykeik liyibam. Now what was the reason that a yavam is poisel? So the Gemara said that it's based on the pasuk. It says v'shava el beis aviyah. And this woman is not shava beis aviyah because of the Zika, no? So even if the Yavam is less than 9 years old, she's not Shavuot Beis Aviyah. So if she's not Shavuot Beis Aviyah, so the halacha should be, even if he's less than 9 years old, even a Katam Alma would be Mifsal Pasal. So what does it mean? Ben Teisha Shonav Yayim Echad? Meaning, you're telling me it's a Hezber, it's a Pirush on Vahayavam, right? Kasoka Daitach B'Shemeres Yavam, as if to say it's a Pirush on the second thing in the Mishnah, it's a Pirush on Yavam. Why would the definition of Yavam be Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad? If the reason for Yavam is because it's not Vishavel Beis Aviyah, because it's a Zika, the Zika, even if he's less than 9 years old. And Ilachule, and as relates to the halacha of Loi Machilin, near too, Gadol Nami Loi Machil. The halacha is that even if he's a Gadol, even if he's older than Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad, so the halacha is that he doesn't have the ability to be Michael. So why would a Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad be a pirish on Vayyavim. Okay, we're trying to figure out what Ubenteisha Hashon of Yoimecha means. The Gemara said, Kosolka Daitoch, B'Shemeres Yavim. Now, we already had Shemeres Yavim in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Uber Vayyavim, Vayiris, and Vacheresh. So, isn't Yavim Shemeres Yavim? The way we explained it, we learned the Gemara already, that's what Yavim means. Elamai, Ubenteisha Hashon of Yoimecha would be a pirish on Yavim. And the Gemara said, doesn't make sense that that should be the pirish. Because, number one, that Loch of Poisel has nothing to do with Penteisha Hashon of Yoimecha, even a Katan Ben Yoimoy, and Valay Machilan also has nothing to do with Penteisha Hashon of Yoimecha, because it's true even for a gadol. So the bottom line is that the Gemara says, I don't understand this pirish of Bemtesha Shonav Yemechad. Amar Abayis, Abayis, and the Hachab Yavim Bemtesha Shonav Yemechad, we're talking about where there was a Yavim that was Bemtesha Shonav Yemechad, Habal Yevimtoy Askinon, where he was actually born the Yevimtoy. When the Mishnah said Yavim, it's talking about all there is Shemeres Yavim. When it says Bemtesha Shonav Yemechad, it's talking about where the Yavim actually was Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam. Now, if a Yavam is becoming the mitzvah of Yibam, that's ulakacha loy leishta, harei ki ishta l'chal davar. So as relates to all the halachas of Truma, of course, once there's a proper Yibam, you're going to have the regular dinim of marriage. So a bas koyin li Yisrael, she won't be able to eat Truma. Bas Yisrael l'koyin will be able to eat Truma, right? That's possible. But we're talking about where all he was 9 years old. So this is a 9-year-old boy that did the mitzvah of Yibam. Says the Gemara, the midday raisa kanyele. Midday raisa, now it's a big machlokes, we're showing him what this line means. Somebody's showing him say midday raisa kanyele means is that the beer of a ben tes is considered to be a midday raisa. Other rishonim say no. Yibum is not yibum until the yavam is 13 years old, and midday raisa kanyele means is a zika day raisa. Oh, but that's not for today. But says the Gemara that being that midday raisa kanyele, so good I would have thought that midday raisa kanyele biyase biyo a maloichel. Maybe that would be enough for him to be able to eat, for her to be able to eat truma, kamashman, that's the chiddush, that she's not going to be able to eat truma. In other words, what Abai is saying is, and what is the kamashman lunch? See it, asu bias ben tes, shon of yemechad, kemaimer begadol, that we treat a bias ben tes, not like a proper yibam, we treat it as maimer, and being that maimer only works midirabonon, as we know, chitas beisil, so it's for that reason, it wouldn't be enough for him to be able to be meichel. So Abai is the first pshan of the Gemara. And Abai said that when it says in the Mishnah, ben tesha, shon of yemechad, hocha b'mayaskinon, we're a woman fell a yibum, the yavam was 9 years old, and the yavam went and he did yibum. That's what happened. And what the Mishnah is saying is that that yibum does not have the ability to be meichel b'truma. In the event that she's a bas yisrael and he's a kohen, so you would have thought hoyel midai raisa kanyele. Let's learn the Gemara according to the Rishonim that the yibum works midai raisa. So this is a regular proper marriage. So if it's a regular proper marriage, she's a regular of a kohen kikna nefesh kinyan kasboy. So for sure she should be able to eat truma. Talmud loymar. That's what the Mishnah is coming to say. The loymachilin. Why? It's a dinder rabbanon. Because Chazal said that even though midai raisa, again according to those Rishonim, really this is a proper yibum, but also be as ben tesh son of yoimechad. We treat it like all it is mimer. Now, if all it is mimer, that means all it is, the way we're treating it, it's a ke'ilu a mimer. So in the world of ke'ilu, it's only a dirabonon. Oh, it's only a dirabonon. So therefore, midirabonon, it's not going to be enough. You can be able to be meichel b'truma. So what does uben teisha shon of yom echad mean according to Abaya? It means that in the event that there was a yibum between a bas yisrael and a koyin, and he was 9 years old, the halacha is that yibum would not have the ability to be meichel b'truma. Midiraisa, it does, but midrabanon, they treat it like a maimer, and being that maimer can't be meichel, here too, you won't be able to be meichel. So Rashi just speaks out, if that's the case, that means really the chiddush of uben teisha shon of yoimechad is v'loy machilin. There's no chiddush in poislin. Why is there no chiddush in poislin? Because the case of poislin would be, when she was a bas koyin, she fell a yibum to a yisrael. The Yisrael was 9 years old. He did Yibum. So the halach is it's going to pasul. Is that a chiddush? Zok Rashi, it's not a chiddush. Because a Yavam already pasul. So madach a Yavam pasul, kal v'chomer a bias ben tes is going to pasul. And Rashi says, the way Abai is learning, the whole chiddush in the Mishnah, just pashup shad in the Gemara, is the v'loy machilin, and the poislin is going to be really mentioned derech agav. As if there's like two parts to the Mishnah. There's a chiddush in poislin, there's a chiddush in v'loy machilin. Uben teisha shon of yoimechad agavurchi. You should know, you would have thought it's machilin. Because midday raisa, really it is meichel. However, asua kamaimer, and therefore the halacha is going to be loy machilin. That was Rav, that was Abaye's pshat. Amalei Rav, so Rav told Abaye, ihach, if that's pshat in the Mishnah, sefer diktani, what was the next line of the Mishnah? It said, sofik shu ben tesh shon of yoimechad, sofik she'enoi. In the event that you had a sofik, the halacha is the same. Meaning, not only if he's a vadai ben tes, but also he's a sofik ben tes. Rav said, if the whole halacha of Ben Tesha Shon of Yomechad is that he doesn't have the ability to be Michael, even though Midei Raisa really it's a Yibum. But still, he can't be Michael. So Rav asked the Pashta Kasha, Hashta Vade Ben Tes Loi Michael. Madach Vade Ben Tes can't be Michael. Safik Mi Boyo. If a Vade can't be Michael, certainly a Safik shouldn't be able to be Michael. And the whole Chiddush according to Abaye, the way we just spoke out from Rashi, is the Loi Machilin part. So if the whole Chiddush is the Loi Machilin, in the Loi Machilin, if a Vaday Ben Tes is Loi Michael, Kal V'Chaymer Ben Menashe, Kal V'Chaymer, a Safik Ben Tes wouldn't have the ability to be Michael. So Rabbi said that can't be Pshat in the Mishnah. Because it works in U Ben Tes Shashon of Yemechad, but it doesn't explain the next line. Safik Shu Ben Tes Shon of Yemechad, Safik She'enai. Elam Rabbi. So Rabbi said a different Pshat. And this next Pshat that Rabbi is going to say is going to give us a little bit of a digression. A geshmaka digression that's going to take us knee deep into tomorrow's daf. Selo my Rava. Rava said, "I'm going to tell you what the Mishnah is talking about. It's talking about beben teisha shon of yemechad, the hanuch psulin ktani the pasli bibiyasan." What the Mishnah is saying is that in the event that there was a bas koyin, or we'll see soon even a bas yisrael for that matter, that was nivala to apostle, there was a bia with apostle, doesn't have to be a marriage. There was a bia to apostle. The halacha is that apostle is going to disqualify this bas koyin from ever being able to eat truma again. It renders her a halala, turns her into apostle, and the halacha she'll never be able to eat truma. How old does the apostle have to be in order for the apostle's bia to be paisel? So the answer is, as long as the apostle is 9 years old, that's what the definition is going to be. Says the Gemara, Ukidatanya, it's really a mefurish b'raisa, Mateisha, son of Yem Echad, if you have a boy that's 9 years old, whether he's a ger, amoini, umayavi, mitzri, v'adoimi, the significance of amoini, mayavi, mitzri, v'adoimi is, these were nations that really we weren't allowed to be makabel gerim from. So as a result, if, or you could be makabel gerim, but they're not allowed to marry within to Klal Yisrael. So being that they can't marry within to Klal Yisrael, so for that reason, the halacha is that the marriage will be a pasul marriage, or a kuti, a nasin, a chalal, a mamzer. What we need for now is, these are all psulim, of all kehenes leviv Yisraelis. If they were born a kehenes leviv Yisraelis, pasluah, the halacha is, they're going to be pasul, meaning they will moving forward not be able to eat truma. And says Rabbah, that's what the Mishnah means. When the Mishnah says, uben teisha shon of yoymechot, poisim v'le machilin, you know what it means? It means, in the event that she's a bas koyin or a levia of Yisraelis, as we're going to see a lot more about now. So the halachi is that if she's nivala to apostle, at that point she will no longer be able to eat truma. Now, just the Gemara says, could that really be pshat in the Mishnah? But midik tani sefer, it said in the sefer, in ruin love be Yisrael, hari elu poislin. The seif is the next Mishnah. It's in tomorrow's daf. And in tomorrow's daf, in the Mishnah, it says this halacha mafurish. The halacha in the Mishnah is, in Einon Ruyin Lavi Yisrael, if a kohenes is nivela to someone that's not Ravi Lavi Yisrael, the halacha is a reilu paislin. The halacha, she becomes basel. Now, if that's the case, b'chal d'reish l'abab sulun askinu, it sounds like this idea, although it's true, but it's not really going to be introduced until the next Mishnah, until the seifa. So it sounds like that's not what the reish is talking about. The way Rav explained it, the reish and the seifa, meaning unzer Mishnah, Morgan's Mishnah, is the Zalba Mishnah. So how does that make sense? So the Gemara says, no, Reisha P'sulei Kol, Seifa P'sulei Kunin. It's a shaila here in the Rishonim, what the right gear is, the bottom toast is on the Amid. But the point is, one Mishnah is talking about one type of apostle, the other Mishnah is talking about a different type of apostle. One Mishnah is talking about P'sulei Kol, these are people that no one's allowed to marry. And the other Mishnah is talking about P'sulei Kahuna, these are women that Kayen was not allowed to marry, or Kayenes not allowed to marry. But being that it's two different categories of P'sulim, therefore it was broken up into two different Mishnayas. But the bottom line is, the way Rav is learning the Mishnah, Uben Teisha Shana, what it's talking about is that a kohenes that was nivela to an apostle that's 9 years old, being that his bia is a bia, that's the sheer bia, right? The sheer bia for a zachar is 9, and the sheer bia for an akev is 3. So it's for that reason, the halach is it's going to be poison. Now here too, Rashi speaks out that the way Rav is explaining, the really the chiddush of Uben Teisha son of Yemechad is poison. Loi machilun doesn't mean anything. And Rashi says, Enochinami, the reason the Mishnah said V'loi Machilin was for all the other things that were mentioned in the Mishnah. But either way, this concludes today's portion of the Gemara's Hesber of the Mishnah. We'll pick this up tomorrow. But this concludes it for today's daf. Ha'uber, v'hayovam, v'ha'irisim, v'ha'cheresh, u'ben teisha ha'shon v'yayimechad, poislin, v'loi Machilin. Zok the Gemara v'ayit ha'gufa. So Rava, in his pshat, in u'ben teisha ha'shon v'yayimechad, introduced us to a concept. The Gemara now is going to reintroduce it and discuss it. Gufa, ben tes shon of yoymech. Once a boy turns 9 years and 1 day old, ger amoynu mayavi mitzri v'adoymi. In the event that he was a ger amoynu mayavi mitzri v'adoymi, which means that even though he was megayer, he still asur lovoy bekal Hashem. Kuti, he was a kuti. Nosin cholol umamzer. Shabo al kohenes levi b'yisraelis. If they were both, there was a beer between them and a kohenes, a bas kohen, a levia, a bas levi, b'yisraelis, and a bas yisrael, the halacha is paslua. She is going to be pasal. Puzzle for what? So really, what's going to emerge from the sugi, there's a few Rashis here, but what's going to emerge from the sugi is, she's going to be puzzle, number one, from eating truma, and number two, she'll never be able to marry a kohen. Rabbi Yossi says, kol shezari puzzle, poisel. Any person with a child would be puzzle is poisel. Kol shezari poisel, any poisel. What does this mean? Tomorrow's up. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, kol shezari bitai. Anytime you can marry his daughter, atanois amanosi, you can marry his amana. Kol shezari bitai, atanois amanosi. What does that mean? Also tomorrow's up. So, we're going to save Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel for tomorrow. Incidentally, Rashi says, Taima de Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Mefarish, Lakamon, Bishmaitin, Sai Mai Kaamriyam, Mai Pluktayo. So Rashi says, what they even mean, the Hezber, and what the Machloikis is, this is all tomorrow. So we're going to follow Rashi's lead. But in terms of the Iker Halacha, the Halacha is that if a Kohenes or a Leviah or a Yisraelis, we're nivala to apostle, and a whole list of what the definition of apostle is. Keramoni mayavi mitzri adoy mikuti nosen cholom manzer. The halacha is pisalua, and pisalua means two things. Number one, no longer can these women eat truma, and number two, no longer will they be able to marry a kohen. So the Gemara says, azachidish fader damikar. And that's the Gemara's question. Not immediately. What is the makar to this halach? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. We're going to have a lot of psukim now. Amar Kras learned that from the following pasuk. By the way, all these psukim are in this week's parasha. Half of a fell. It says, Ubas koyein ki siya le'ishzar. He betrumas hakodeshim lo yisoychel. So a bas koyein that was married to an ishzar, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. One of the themes of today's daf, that halach is a bas koyein's allowed to eat truma. However, if she marries Yisrael, she can't eat truma. Just like a bas Yisrael can't eat truma, but if she marries a kohen, she can eat truma. So too, it's in the reverse. It's a pasuk in the Torah. A bas kohen, kisiya l'ishzar, the halacha, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. But Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav darshan this pasuk. That you know what it means when it says, u bas kohen, kisiya l'ishzar? Doesn't just mean someone that's not a kohen. But kimen shenivala l'apostle, apostle. If you have a bas kohen who is nivala to apostle, an ishzar, meaning he's a fremda, she wasn't allowed to marry this man. Talach is apostle, she's not going to be able to eat truma. But the Gemara says, haimi boile, the kamarachman bas kohen, the mincival lazar. How could the Marav darshan this pasuk? How could it be mitzi at midei pshuta? You need it for the pashup shot. Right? If you didn't need it for the pashup shot, okay, you could say a drasha. Sounds like a very reasonable drasha. But if I need it for the pashup shot, then there's no room for drashas. So the Chayyah, how could Rav Yehuda Amar Rav say that that's what the pasuk means? The Gemara says that ahi mi v'shava obeis avia kinureha mi lechem avia toichal nafka. That I know from another pasuk. Why? Because the pasuk says that if a bas kohen was married to a Yisrael and then he died or he gave her a get and she had no children, so v'shava obeis avia kinureha mi lechem avia toichal, she goes back to being able to eat truma. Now, what do you see from there? Mid kamen rachman b'shavel b'savio toichal. From the fact that it says in the Torah that when he dies, she goes back to her father's house and she's allowed to eat truma. So from there you see michlad mikar lo yachlo. So obviously up until that point she wasn't allowed to. So it's already implied from that pasuk that a bas kohen that's married to Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. So Rav was bothered. So why did Torah have to say mafurish? Why did it have to say bas kohen kisiya le'ishzar? I know it already from the diuk of the pasuk that says that when he dies, only then when he dies does she go back to being able to eat truma. Also, you say Maris, as long as he was alive, he wasn't allowed to eat truma. So that means this pasuk is an extra pasuk. You know what the pasuk is coming to teach me? Oh, this halacha. Kivin shenivala l'pasula. Pasula. But the Gemara says, no, I don't think that's true. I think I still need the pasuk, ubas kohen kisiya l'ishzar, to teach me the basic halacha that a bas kohen that's married to a zar is not allowed to eat truma. I know it already from the other pasuk. Had I only had the other pasuk, I would have thought, lava bom michlala se'aseh. I would know that it's Osir. True. if he dies or he gives her a get and she has no children, then she goes vishava beisovia. Then she gets to eat truma again. But as long as she was married, she wasn't allowed to. Seder. I know she wasn't allowed to. I know it was aser. But did the Torah ever say explicitly, thou shalt not? No, it never said that. And because it never said that, all it is a lava ba michal aseh. Now, lava ba michal aseh is not okay, but at the same time, it's not a lois aseh. Kasav rachmana haila lav. So zok to gemar, that's pasha. Why I need to baskoin kisiya leishzar to teach me that it's a lois aseh. But it's not extra. I needed to teach me the lav. But the Gemara says, no, because lav mi v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh nafka. The Gemara says, really, there's another pasuk. It says, v'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. Any zar is not allowed to eat kodesh. Okay. Once you tell me, says the Gemara, that a bas koyin that's married to a Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, so the chayrish, she's a zar. That's mistama what the svara is. Look at the last line in Rashi. But mistaber, that's what it means. So then she should be included in v'chol zor lo yechal kodesh. So I know the lav already from v'chol zor lo yechal kodesh. If I know v'chol zor lo yechal kodesh, I don't need to bask going to see a lezar. So what is that pasuk coming to tell me again? It's coming to tell me kimet shemiv lo l'pasul. That's going to be the lach. But the Gemara says no. Humi bay le l'gufe. Maybe I need the pasuk of v'chol zor lo yechal kodesh to teach me a real zar. Meaning, the Gemara is saying that even though you maybe would want to tell me a shtickle Torah, that a bas kohen that marries Yisrael is treated like a zara, but I would need a riboy for that. Because the classic example of a zar is a zar gomer. Look at the top Rashi on Amid Beis. So it's a regular zar. So yeah, you can tell me a shtickle Torah that she's a zar, but she's not the zar gomer, and she's not the zar gomer. So l'chura, I don't think that pasuk is telling me clearly the halacha that a bas kohen that's married to Yisrael is not letting truma mita lois aseh. So that's why I need the pasuk. Bas kohen kisiya leish zar. But the Gemara says no. Trei v'chol zar ksivi. There's really two psukim that say v'chol zar. It's nesa twice. And being that it says it twice, I do have a riboy. So what are the two places? Again, all this week's parasha. One pasuk is v'chol zar lo yechal kodesh. Toishav kohen v'sachol lo yechal kodesh. And the other one is a longer pasuk. Bas kohen kisiya amanu grusha v'zera einla. And the end of the pasuk is v'chol zar lo yechal boy. So being that it says it twice, so the two times that it tells me is one to tell me a zar gomer. The other one's to tell me not a zar gomer, but a bas kohen shenisis le Yisrael. So I know already there's a lab. So why do I need a bas kohen kisiya le zar to teach me kimet shenivel ala pasuk? But the Gemara says no. I still have a problem. I still need the extra v'chol zar to teach me something else. Teach my base. Reb Chanina's lachlam. Reb Chanina v'chol zar. It says v'chol zar zaros amartu l'chavalei aninos to teach me that zar is not allowed to eat truma, but an oinin is allowed to eat truma. So we know an oinin is not allowed to eat kachin. He's even not allowed to eat, but truma he is allowed to eat, and it's learned out from this pasuk. So the Gemara says again, it's not an extra pasuk. If it's not an extra pasuk, so we're short of pasuk, so we don't have our drasha. The Gemara says Rabbi Yitzchak Reb Chanina min zar v'chol zar nafka. Rabbi Yitzchak Reb Chanina didn't need the whole pasuk to teach me his halacha. He learned it out from v'chol zar. V'chol zar is where he learned it from. Oh, but the ikur tu lavin is coming to teach me saya zar gomor and saya bas koyin chenisus li Yisrael. And if that's the case, so bas koyin kisiel li zar is still going to be extra. But the Gemara says, "Vakati bi boyle." I still need it for something else. Tanya learned to the price. Kishei chayzeres, chayzeres lechuma. In the event that a bas kohen was married to Yisrael and then he dies or he gives her a get, she has no children. What does it say in the Torah? V'shava el beis avia kinurel milachem avia toicha. She goes back to her father's house, and we learn from a drasha that when she goes back, she's chayzeres lechuma. Ve'ena chayzeres lechaz v'shoyk. She only goes back to eating truma, but she's not allowed to eat from the chaz of a sheik, meaning she can't eat from specific matnas kahuna that ordinarily a kohen would be allowed to eat from. So one of the matnas kahuna was the chaz and the sheik of the carbon shlamim. A bas kohen should be allowed to eat from it. Once she's married to Yisrael, even when she goes back home to be able to eat truma, but the chaz of a sheik, she can't. What's the makar to this? It's our pasuk. It says, bas kohen ki siya le'ish zar, he betrumas hakodachim loisoichel. And we learn from here, loisoicha bemura min hakodachim, that she's not allowed to eat from the mura min hakodachim, she's not allowed to eat from the chaz of a shoik, and this is true even when she goes back home. So again, even if you want to tell me this pasuk is extra, but I still don't know what to teach me a kohenis that was nivela to Yisrael, because I need this quote-unquote extra pasuk to teach me this halacha. But the Gemara says, Imkain, if that's the case, lichtoiv kra hi bekachim loisoichel. My betrumas hakachim shami minatarti. That's where Chazal saw an extra drasha over here. But the bottom line is, after a lot of back and forth with drashas, that halacha is that a kohenes, a Levi and Yisraelis. Then a Nivola to apostle, halacha is, she's no longer allowed to eat truma, and she's no longer allowed to be married to a Kohen. What's the makar? Ubas Kohen kisiyah le'ishzar, he betrumas hakachem lo'isaychem. Now the truth is, if we stop here for 1 second, and we analyze the pasuk that the Gemara brought as a makar to this halacha, it's clear that the makar is a little deficient, meaning, didn't teach us everything that the Braisa said. The Braisa presented a very, very comprehensive halacha and brought us a makar for part of the halacha. Meaning, the pasuk is talking about a bas koyin. Bas koyin is a koyenes. Doesn't say anything about a Leviya. It doesn't say anything about a Yisraelis. That's number one. Number two, it says, betruma sakachem loyseichel. It says she's not allowed to eat truma. Okay. We made a much bolder statement. We said she's also not going to be allowed to marry a Kohen. So even though the Gemara just brought him a car, but we're not finished yet, right? There's a lot of unfinished business here. Because we only proved Bas Kohen number one, and we only proved that the Trumas HaKachem Loisaycha. I don't know anything about a Levi of Yisraelis, and also I don't know anything about Psulei Kuna, and that's why this Gemara is going to continue into tomorrow's daf. But for now, let's just learn a little bit more. Ashkechon Kohenes Viv Yisraelis Minolo, and I have a Makar for Kohenes. I don't see anything about a Levi of Yisraelis. So the Gemara says, Kud Omer Rab Abba Amma, it's learned that based on something Rav Abba Amar Rav said, it could have said Bas, and instead it said Uvas. This was something that Rav darshaned in a different sugya. Hachanami, so too over here in our sugya, we can make the same drasha. It doesn't say Bas Koyin Kisiyah Lishzar, that's Armakar. It says Ubas Koyin. Oh, it says Ubas. Ubas is coming to be married, but not only a Bas Koyin, but also Levi of Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Kaman Rabbi Akiva. Oh, that must be like Rabbi Akiva. The Darish Vavin. Rabbi Akiva Darshan Vavin. We know Rabbi Akiva Darshan Essen Shabbatayra, even as Hashem Alekachatir, the Rabbi Stamid Chachamim. Rabbi Akiva also Darshan Vavin. So the Gemara says, oh, you mean that this is going to work according to only Rabbi Akiva? What's the problem? The problem is not everybody agrees with Rabbi Akiva. So you're basically limiting this halacha, you're boxing it into Shittas Rabbi Akiva. Says, no, I feel the Tamei Rabbanon. Could be this is true according to the Rabbanon as well. Why? Kule ubas kra yiseiruhu. Because really, the entire pasuk is extra, or the entire Ubas Koyin part of the Pasuk is extra. And the reason is because if you look at the context of all the Psukim, right? Parshas Emor is the Parshas HaKoyanim. So we know we're talking about a Bas Koyin. So why did the Torah even have to chazer over a Bas Koyin? It's not just the it's the whole part of this pasuk. It's an extra, the whole Ubas is a Kriya Yisera, and it's coming to teach me that not only a Koyanis, a Meino Yinyin, Kmei Yinyin to a Levi of Yisrael. Okay, so we clarify not only how you know a Bas Koyin, but also how you know a Levi of Yisrael. So Gemara, Ashkel the Truma, the Kulumi Nalons, I know that Lachas relates to Truma. How do I know that she's also not allowed to marry a Koyin? We said Paslo means two things. Number one, she's not allowed to Truma. Number two, she's not allowed to marry a Koyin. How do I know that? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you how I know that. Because Ot Levi of Yisrael is Loi Lekuna Marbin Aluhu. When we were marba Levivi Israelis, obviously we were marba them to passel them to say that they're not allowed to marry a koy. Because can't be we were marba them to say they're not allowed to eat truma, because they eat a truma, because if we meant truma, benois mechel truma, no, right? Bit me, are they allowed to eat truma? They're not allowed to eat truma anyways. So being that they're anyways not allowed to eat truma, so it's for that reason, bal korchach, when we were marba the Levi and the Israelis, we were being marba as it relates to not being allowed to marry a Kohen. Also, if we were marba as it relates to not being able to marry a Kohen, so just like the Israelis, based on this pasuk, also not allowed to marry a Kohen, still to the Bas Kohen. So even though it's true that Ikur pasuk is talking about Truma, but clearly from the fact that we were marba Levi Israelis, and there's a drasha for that, so that means the Torah was marba. That means it's also negei of Psul Kuna, so this is going to be Psul Kuna's up. But the Gemara says, no, I disagree with this whole anacha, alam aloy, and this is again bitmiya. Meaning, you're telling me that a Levi Israelis is not negei to tell me alacha that a V Israelis will be possible from being able to eat truma. What do you mean? Mishkachos, I'll give you a poshut example. There's other poshut examples. The ka'achla b'shvil b'na, right? That she's allowed to eat b'shvil b'na. Because l'chura, if you have a bas Yisrael that was married to a kohen, and then the kohen died, and she had a child, she's allowed to eat truma because of the child. So here you have a classic example where a Bas Yisrael is allowed to eat truma. So that's why I need the pasuk to tell me that in the event that she was nivela l'pasul, she's no longer allowed to eat truma. But the point is that I maybe need the pasuk for truma, and if that's the case, I have no gilui that it's going to be true for psul kun as well. But the Gemara says, b'shvil b'na kal v'chayim. Now, I wouldn't need a drasha to tell me that a Bas Yisrael who's only eating truma now, b'shvil b'na, is not allowed to eat truma in the event that she's nivelul apostle. I would know it kal v'chomer from a kohenes. Meaning, madach a kohenes is not allowed to eat truma if she's nivelul apostle. Kal v'chomer, a bas Yisrael that's only eating truma, machmas her son who's a kohen, it's not that eating truma. What's the kavachaymer? Ma kohenes, ma the kohenes, the bektusha de nafsha achlo. She has her eigenes chos to be able to eat truma. Still pasul. That loch is a bia psula pasul. So the viv Yisrael is like achla elu b'shul. No, the viv Yisrael are only allowed to eat truma because of her son. Like kolshkein, certainly it should be pasul. But the Gemara says I can argue just the opposite. The hiano isenes. No, the svara your kavachaymer I think works against you. Kohenes the kaddish gufa. Kohenes where her guf is kaddish maybe pasul. Maybe over there. But her, she doesn't have any ketushas aguf, meaning her whole schus is to eat machmas her son. So the fact that she was nivela to apostle shouldn't affect that. Meaning, if her reason she's eating truma is because she has schus atzmi, she has kedusha. Also nivela to apostle, you can see it defiles her kedusha. She's no longer allowed to eat truma. But this woman, anyways, doesn't have kedusha. The only reason she's eating is because her son is being meichler. So if it's only because her son is being meichler, so luchayra, her son kivay to be meichler. What difference does it make? So the Gemara says, I hear you're right. Ella. If that's the case, the kahuna, how do I know that a bas koyin that's nivelo to apostle, or a kahena, or a levi of Yisraelis for that matter as well, that are nivelo to apostle, the halach is not only they're not allowed to eat truma, they're also not allowed to be married to a kohen. Again, the pasuk that we have is ubas koyin kisi elijzar hi betruma sakachim leisaycha. All it says is truma. Doesn't say anything about psul kahuna. So the Gemara says a geshmak eter. It's kavu chaymer migrusha. I know it a kavu chaymer from a grusha. Ma grusha shem eteres betruma asur the kahuna. Ma the grusha is allowed to eat truma. Is not allowed to marry a kohen. Zusha asur betruma. So this woman who's not allowed to eat truma in a din shapsul kahuna certainly shouldn't be able to marry a kohen. Right? Very simple kavachaymer. A grusha is allowed to eat truma. She's allowed to eat truma in the event of. She's allowed to eat truma. So if she's allowed to eat truma, yet she's not allowed to marry a kohen. So you see, it's leichter to eat truma than it is to be able to marry a kohen. The standard for being able to marry a kohen is higher than the standard for being able to eat truma. So once we establish that these women are not allowed to eat truma, it's no kavachaymer, they wouldn't be able to marry a kohen. But the Gemara says, v'chim azir menadin. You're telling me based on a kavachaymer, Olav, you can't do that. Ain't oichim and adin, ain't mazirim and adin. Right? The pasuk ubas koyin kisi alish zar hibachum zakachon loisaychel is an iser. It's an azar. It's a loisas. And the pasuk shan the loisas say is true. But based on a kavachaim, you're being marba, can't marry a koyin either. But you're using that a kavachaim to tell me a loisas say the chim mazirim and adin nochabit mia. So the Gemara says no, gilu milsa ba'almu. No, it's not a. We're not using the kavachaim to teach me the iser. It's gilu milsa. What's the gilu milsa? So the gilu milsa Rashi says is that. Could I just see it inside? This is not a yalfusa. The memela kiven the ifsul the truma ifsul the kuna. What the Gemara is saying is that once the woman's not allowed to eat truma, memela she's not allowed to marry a kohen. The truma hainu kedushas kuna. Because really one and the same. And if you're telling me that she can't eat truma, that means she has to be removed from things that require kedushas kuna. And if that's the case, so too she wouldn't be able to marry a kohen either. Again. We're going to continue on this theme of Metz Shem in tomorrow's daf. However, we're going to come up for breath now and speak out a ha'ara that's foundational in terms of understanding some of the sugyas that we're learning right now. And it's really a ha'ara that brings together the entire daf. And that is the topic of the last several daf, and really going back to even Perek Haba Yevimtoy, is the idea that Bas Yisra, who's married to a kohen, is allowed to eat truma. That's a chiddush. Because Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma. If Yisrael eats truma, he's chayiv misa bidei shamayim. However, Bas Yisrael that's married to a kohen is allowed to eat truma. What's the makar? The makar is this week's parasha, Parashas Emor. It says, V'koyen ki yikne nefesh, kinyan kaspoy, hu yoichabay. Chazal said that the woman, a wife, is kinyan kaspay of her husband. And if it says in the Torah, kinyan kaspay hu yoichabay, so that means that a married woman is going to be able to eat truma. So kinyan kaspay is the pasuk. This is the makar to this idea that a bas Yisrael that's nisus to a kohen is allowed to eat truma. Where does it say that this is the makar? We've had it already several times here in Perek Amonu L'Kohen Gadol. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Ksubas Nun Zayin Amid Beis. Dvar Torah Arusav As Yisrael Lecheles Betruma My Time Ad Chsiv V'Kohen Ki Yikna Nefesh Kinyan Kaspoy V'Ay Kinyan Kaspoy. So it's Mefurish Gemara is throughout Seder Noshim Nezikin that Talach is that a Bas Yisrael that's missus to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma, and the reason is because she's Kinyan Kaspoy of her husband. Great Avni Meluim. A bombakash. And the Avni Meluim is in the Shailas of Chuvas Avni Meluim, which is, of course, at the end of the Avni Meluim, and it's in Simen Yud Zayin. He says that we know that Just like Chazal learned from this pasuk, v'koyin kiyek nefesh kinyan kaspay hu yoichal boy, that a bas Yisrael that's married to a koyin is allowed to eat truma. Chazal also learned from this pasuk that the eved of a koyin is allowed to eat truma, because again it says kinyan kaspay, and an eved is kinyan kaspay. Abafreik davne meluim. I understand why an eved would be referred to as kinyan kaspay. I don't understand why an isha would be referred to as kinyan kaspay. L'chura, the taich of the word kinyan kaspay is that this is the possession. It's the kesef. It's the mumminess of the kayin. An eved, a shivcha, are the mumminess of a kayin. He owns the eved. Mashakana eved, kana adoin. And if that's the case, it's clear that an eved and a shivcha are kinyan kaspay of the kayin. A befreit avni maluim. An isha, she's kinyan kaspay of her husband? That's not true. And just to clarify, the first Mishnah Masechtas Kedushin, O Isha Niknes, B'Shalosh Drachim, B'Kesef, B'Shtar U'Babir. So the Mishnah says, O Isha Niknes, which implies that when a man and a woman get married, there's a kinyan taking place, meaning the husband is being kind to his wife. However, it's clear in the Gemaras and in the Rishonim that that kinyan, and really the word kinyan, is a little bit of a misnomer. It's not a kinyan in the traditional sense. The man doesn't own his wife. For example, if she earns money, he doesn't have any d'iraisa schus in that money. If she finds a metzia, he doesn't have any schus in that metzia. A man can't tell his wife, I want you to go work, take this and this job so that he can be able to profit off of it. He could do that if he owns an eved. He can't do that if he gets married. So what does it mean when it says ho'isha niknes? So in the words of the Avni Meluim, the kinyan is what's known as a kinyan iser. It's not a kinyan mammon, it's a kinyan iser. It's just a term that's magder a little bit the transaction. Meaning, when a woman and a man get married, there's shibudim between the man and the woman. For example, super high level, once a woman gets married, she can't get married again. She's an eshesish. She's not free to just go be makabel kedushin from another person. In lamdis, it's because she's an erva, she's an eshesish, but it's also because she's knuya to her husband. So sefelter abyssal bailis, in order for her to be able to go now be makabel kedushin from somebody else. But that shmooze is a technical shmooze for another day. What we need is, it's poshet, that a woman, a wife, although she's knuya to her husband, ha'isha niknes, but at the same time, she's not kinyan kaspay of the husband. He has no kinyan mamoini, kinyan kaspay. And if that's the case, Freik Davni Meluim says, I don't understand. V'koin kikne nefesh kinyan kaspay hu yoichaboy, that's marba avadim, that makes sense. Because avadim are kinyan kaspay of the kayin. Oh, but how can it be marba isha? Tvar Torah, Rusabas Yisrael, Echelos Betrumah, because it says kinyan kaspay. How is she kinyan kaspay? She's not kaspay of her husband. It's factually incorrect. Said the Avni Meluim. Bal Karchach, you have to say that we have a terrible mistake in terms of what it means in the Torah when it says Kinyan Kaspay. When the Torah says Kinyan Kaspay, Zok the Avni Meluim, it doesn't mean Kaspay, that the Eved, the Shivcha, the Isha is Kaspay Shalakoyin. Because it's not true in the case of Isha. What then does it mean? A whole new Taich. It means Kinyan Haba Al Yidei Kaspay. It means kinyan haba al yedei kesef. Or isha niknes bekesef shtarubiyah. And being that an isha is knuya labailo, and she's knuya al yedei kesef, kicha kicha mistei Ephraim, that's what it means when it says in the Torah of a kain kikna nefesh kinyan kaspoy. And for that matter, that's what it means when we're marba an eved and we're marba a shivcha, it's because they're also kinyan haba al yedei kesef. And by the way, the halacha is that an Eved Ivri, that's a Yisrael, or an Amma of Riyah, that's a Yisraelis, are not allowed to eat truma. The makar to that is Pesukim in the Torah. Why do you need Pesukim in the Torah to tell me that an Eved Ivri and a Shnifcha Knanis are not Eichelis b'truma? It's because they're also Kinyan Abba Yedei Kesef. And because they're Kinyan Abba Yedei Kesef, so Solkadai Techamina, you would have thought that they could eat truma. Talmud loy, mar Kinyan Kaspa Yu Yoichaboy, there has to be Kinyan Abba Yedei Kesef. Abba Avni Meluim said that as relates to Pashup Shad and all these Gemaras that we've been learning, Pashup Shad and the Josh of Chazal, that Kinyan Kaspa is Marba Eved, is Marba Shifcha, it's Marba Isha. It's not because we look at them as being Kaspa Shnella Odoin, but rather the Geder Advarim is it's Kinyan Haba Al Yedei Kesef, and it's because of this idea of Kinyan Haba Yedei Kesef, and Anisha is also Kinyan Haba Yedei Kesef, Kusa Isha Niknas Bekesef, the Loch is that an Arusa Vas Yisrael is going to be able to eat Shumazok Davni Meluim. With this Hasbara, You could be Masber Rashi in Mesechtes Ksubis, Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, which B'muschol Rishon is literally Sisrei Torah. So the Gemara Mesechtes Ksubis is an exact replica of a Gemara that we learned today. Right, the Gemara mentioned that a Yavam is Poisel V'loy Meichel. So a whole discussion in the Gemara, if a woman falls Liyibum, how does that impact the laws of... How does that impact the laws of Truma? And the Gemara went both ways. It's Negeya if a Bas Yisrael is a Shemeres Yavam to a Kohen. Could the Kohen be Meichel of a Truma? And it's Negeya if a Bas Kohen is a Shemeres Yavam to a Yisrael with the Zika and the fact that she's right now Shemeres Yavam to Yisrael disqualify her from being able to eat Truma. And what did the Mishnah say? Hayavam Poisel V'loy Meichel. We need the V'loy Meichel part. That a Bas Yisrael who was married to a Kohen, the Kohen died, left over no children. Right now, she's Zokuk to a Yavam. The Halach is the Yavam doesn't have the ability to be Meichel. So it's a Gemara in Yevamos Samach Zayin Amid Beis. It's also a Gemara in Mesechtes Ksubis Daf Nun Ches Amid Aleph. Of a Zok Rashi on that Gemara, that even though it's Mavur, that the Yavam doesn't have the ability to be Meichel Betruma. However, once the Yavam does Yibum, at that point, says Rashi, it's Pashit, the Yavam will be able to be Meichel Betruma. Meaning, until the Yavam does Yibum, where all she is a Shemeres Yavam, then there's no halachas of Truma. But the moment he does Yibum, at that point, he will be able to be Meichel or Betruma. Zok Rashi, a shtickle Torah, why? Once the Yavam does the Yibum, at that point she's going to be Ishtai L'chol Dover. Why? Because the Torah calls her Ishtai. The Kanya Bebiyah. Zok Rashi, v'kihechi, the Kedushe Biyah machilim ba'arusa. And just like Kedushe Biyah is Meichel ba'arusa, meaning an arusa v'as Yisrael, that the Erisin happened al yidei bia, that loch is she's allowed to eat. Why? The iskish avayis ladadi. Because when makish old avayis ladadi, kach machinu biyavama, so too, the bia of a yavam is going to be loy gara from the bia of a makadish bia, and the loch is that she's going to be able to eat from. So Rashi's being masber. How he knows that if someone does Yibum, that Loch is he can be Meichel Betruma. So a Kohen was Miyavim in Eishes Yisrael, he can be Meichel Betruma. A Yavam can't. But once you do the Yibum, at that point you can't. So Rashi says, an epic Shtikl Torah. The reason is because a Yavam that did Yibum, being that the Yibum is Bia, is like Gara from a Mekadesh Bebia. And a Mekadesh Bebia, the Arus is Eichelis Betruma Midai Raisa and La'ach and Asu and even Midai Rabbanon because Iskish Havayis Lahadadi. So once I know that a Mekadesh Bebiya, so too if somebody does Yibum, and that's why the Halach is Kintz at that point, she's going to be able to eat Truma. Now let's just be Mazbel L'shoyne Azov Shal Rashi. What did Rashi mean when he said Iskish Havayis Lahadadi? Isha Niknis B'sholish Drachim, Kesef Shtar and Biya. However, there's no Nafkiminas in Halacha when it comes to being Mekadesh B'Kesef or B'Shtar or B'Biya. And even though there's Havaminas in different places in the Gemaras that there should be Nafkiminas, Abelafia Emes there's not. And the reason is because Iskish Havayis Lahadadi. There's a Hekish between all the Havayis. All the different ways that a person can be Mekadesh and Isha are Iskish La'adadi. So once I know Allah regarding one, I know Allah regarding another. So Rashi says that being that Iskish Avayis La'adadi, that's how I know that a Mekadesh Bebiya, that Allah is, she's going to be able to eat Truma. And if I know Mekadesh Bebiya, I know Yavam as well. So Freit, the Avni Meluim, what is even Pashup Shad and Rashi? What does Rashi mean, Iskish Havayis Ladadi? Why is it that in Arusa Bas Yisrael Zaychelis Betruma? Because it says Kinyan Kaspoy. She's Kinyan Kaspoy. No, so does it matter if she was Kinyan Kaspoy, Ayyidei Kesef, Ayyidei Shtar, Ayyidei Bir, Ayyidei Yibum? At the end of the day, she's Kinyan Kaspoy. So why do I need a Shtikl Torah? And what is the Shtikl Torah? So the Avni Meluim, this Rashi, that's one of the most very Rashis in Shas, is mamush saying what I'm saying. The Heinein Advarim, Zok the Avni Meluim. Because Rashi understood that when it says Kinyan Kaspay, it doesn't mean that she's Kaspay of the Kayan. Because she's not. Because the Isha Niknis is only a Kinyan Isser. It's not a Kinyan Moment. What then does Kinyan Kaspay mean? It means Kinyan Abayi De Kesef. Oh, so Rashi of the art, if the whole Mekar to an Arusabasi saw that's a Chelis Betrum is Kinyan Kaspay. And what's the type of Kinyan Kaspoy, it's Kinyan Abayi De Kesef. So maybe only Kinyan Abayi De Kesef. Meicha Teisa, if it was Shtar Rabiyo. Meicha Teisa Yibum. Zok Rashi Ashtikul Teira. That now once I know that a Mekadosh Be Kesef, Iskish Avayis Ladodi, so to Mekadosh Be Shtar, Mekadosh Be Biyo. And once I know Mekadosh Be Biyo, Yibum is like Garif from Mekadosh Be Biyo. And that's how I know it. Abazok Tavni Meluim, that Lechura, this Rashi in Ksubas Nun Chesam and Aleph, is literally Hei Nei Nadvarim, is this Yisoyin, and it's Mavur in this Rashi. There's no other way to learn Rashi. That when Rashi had to come on to Iskish Avayis Ladadi to be Masber, Mekadosh Bebiya, to be Masber Yibum, Bal Karchas, because he understood Kinyan Kasbe means Kinyan Abayi De Kesef. But this we've mentioned already, the last machzor. But the emes is that in Beis Medrash B'loi Chiddush, in the Avnei Meluim himself, and the Avnei Meluim says that with this yesoid, we can understand the sugya that we went through quickly, because that's what we do. A sugya in the beginning of Perek Abba Yevimtoi, a sugya that at first glance, a very, very shvera sugya, but says the Avnei Meluim, that once we understand this yesoid, this foundation, that sugya opens up mamash beautifully. That is, the first Mishnah in Perek Abba Yevimtoi, Abba Yevimtoi, Bein B'Shoigig, Bein B'Mezid, Bein ba'oynes, bein ba'ratzen, the halach is kon. And the Gemara daf nun vav, bore machloik is Rav and Shmuel. What it means when it says, abal yevimtoi, even if it was b'shoigig, even if it was ba'oynes, the halach is, it's going to be a kinyan. Rav said, kono lakoil, that the kinyan is for everything, meaning it's a regular marriage. Yibum creates marriage, and this Yibum, even though it's what the Gemara calls a bia gerua, it was b'shoigig, b'mezid, ba'oynes, b'ratzen, but it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it's going to be kona lakol. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, kona ela l'dvarim ha'amurim b'parasha. It's only kona for the dvarim ha'amurim b'parasha. It's not kona for everything. It's only kona for certain things. And there's a big machloikis rishayne. How to learn Pashup Shan in this Gemara. When we learned the Gemara, we learned one Mahalach in the Rishayim, but really it's a big Machloikis Rishayim. Taisva says that when the Gemara says that according to Shmuel, like Kon El Advar Mamur Beparsha, it means literally. Meaning, whatever's Mefurish in the Parsha, whatever the Torah says specifically, you get Al Yedei Yibum, so that you're going to get even Al Yedei Abiyagru. So for example, the Yavim is Yoyresh, the Achameis, if he does Yibum, you're going to get the Yerusha. She's no longer Shemeris Yavim, so that you're going to have. If he wants to divorce her, he gives her a get without chalitza, that you're going to have. Whatever's mefurish in the Torah, that you're going to have. But anything that's not mefurish in the Torah, anything, it doesn't matter what it is, to yarshin her, to be metamater in the event that he's a kohen, all these different halachas, schusim that you get all your day marriage, those dinim are not going to go into effect. That's Shitas Toisvis. The Rambam, however, argues, and it's mashed that way from Rashi also in Abaye Vimtoi. The Rambam says no. When Shmuel said, like Kone El Dvar Mamur Beparsha, what it means is it's kone for everything with the exception of one thing. You don't have the ability to be Michael Betruma. That's the only thing you won't be able to do. Everything else yet. And Freik Davim Meluim, Lechura Shitas HaRambam is Tzorich Iyun Godol. What's Poshup Shad in the Sugya? Shmuel says that a Bia Gerua, the halach is it's koina, a benish to be Michael Betruma. So Michael, what did Michael Betruma do? Like that doesn't work. It works for every single halacha. So the way Tosfos learns, it works for the Dvar Mamu Furash and Bakra. Okay, so we're not singling out the ability to be Michael Betruma, but rather it's whatever's Mefurish in the Pasik versus what's not Mefurish in the Pasik. Yeah, being Michael Betruma happens to not be Mefurish in the Pasik, so besides, but there are other things as well. But the way the Rambam's learning, it's dafka not koina for being able to be Michael Betruma. It's a plea in discover, as I said, Davni Maluim. Says Davni Maluim, Lefi Analit Hafla Vafela. Because what's the criteria for a Kayan to be able to be Michael, his wife, that's a Bas Yisrael Truma? Is it marriage? No, the Torah never said marriage. It doesn't say Ishus. What does it say? It says Kinyan Kaspoy. It has to be Kinyan Abaye De Kesef. And the emes is, Kinyan Abaye De Kesef means Tafka Mekadesh Bekesef. How do I know Mekadesh Bishtar or Mekadesh Bebiya? Rashi in Perak Afal Pinun Chesam and Aleph. It's because Iskish Havayos Le Hadadi. So meaning that it's because of Iskish Havayos Le Hadadi. I don't know it. I only know because of Kesef. Okay. How do I know Yibum? So that was the second part of Rashi Shtukul Torah and Daf Nun Chesam and Aleph. This is because once I know Mekadesh Bebiya, so too I'm going to know Yibum as well. In other words, Yibum, the fact that if a Kohen is Miyabim and Bas Yisrael, the halach is he can be Michael or Betruma, it's because, like Rashi said, because it's like Gara from a Mekadesh Bebiya. Zok Davni Meluim. If somebody would be Mekadesh Bebiya, would it be a Gerua? If somebody would be Mekadesh Bebiya, Be'oynes, Be'shoigig, Be'mezid, Be'rotzen, would it be Koina, would it not be Koina? Avadinish. Mekadesh Bebiya has to be done Be'bas. Be'das. This is a Chiddush. It's learned out from Droshes in the beginning of the Perek. Yibum. But Avadim Mekadesh Bebiya not. And being that the whole Mekar, that a Yibum is like, is able to be Michael Betruma is because it's like Gara from Mekadesh Bebiya. So if Mekadesh Bebiya wouldn't be able to be Michael Betruma, so Yibum wouldn't be able to be Michael Betruma either. In other words, just to bring out the point so fast, if the halacha was King in Kaspay, that every single time you have a wife, a guy is married to a Bas Yisrael, because she's Knuyatim, she's able to eat Truma. So then you would know everything. You would know Mekadosh Bekesef, Mekadosh Bishtar, Mekadosh Bebir, you would know Yibum, and you would even know a Bia Grua, because a Bia Grua is Koina. Everyone knows it's Koina. It's a Mishnah that says it's Koina. But being that the Makar, that a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Koina is allowed to eat Truma, is not because she's physically Knuya. It's because she's a Kinyan Albayi de Kesef. Shivcha, Eved Ivri maybe, in the Havamina, Eved Knani, she's also a Kinyan Abal Yedei Kesef. The Makar is Kinyan Abal Yedei Kesef. And the only reason I know Mekadosh Bishtar Ubiya is because Ishkes Havayish La'adadi. And the only reason I know Yibum is because Yibum is like Garif from Mekadosh Bebiya. Oh, a good Yibum is like Garif from Mekadosh Bebiya. Oh, but Bia Grua is Gara, pun intended, from a Mekadosh Bebiya. Because a Bia Grua wouldn't work by Mekadosh Bebiya. She said, if the criteria was Ishus, just straight out, Ishus and Echanami, then Abada, Ba Yevimta would be kind of Bia Grua, even in Yitruma. The one area in Halacha, Zok Avni Meluim, where it looks like from the Vatans that the criteria is Ishus, but when you go through it, Betty, you see, it's not Ishus, is Truma, and that's why Truma singled out. Yevamus and Vavam and Alf. Half of a fellow. Zok Davni Meluim. Lefize, go fight in the Gemara. Read the Hemshach of the Gemara. The Gemara brings the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Zok the Gemara, Va'oz the Shmuel the Tamei, Shmuel's the Shitasai. Dom Rav Nachman said, Omra Shmuel, in the name of Shmuel, Kol Shahabal Michael, Yava Michael. Whenever the Baal would be able to be Michael, the Yavan can be Michael. V'chol she'in Baal Michael, Yava Meine Michael. What does that mean? Anytime the beer would be a beer, that if you were Mekadosh for beer, it would be good. So then, if you did Azazor Yibam, it would be work as well. You can be able to be Michael Betrumo. But v'chol she'in Baal Michael, Yava Meine Michael. But if it wouldn't be a beer for Mekadosh for beer, it wouldn't work for Yibam either. Zok Davni Meluim, at first glance, at Tisrei Taira. What Shaykh is? What does Yibam have to do with Mekadosh for beer? Whatever, this is the Gemara, the Heinei Nadvarim. The Gemara is saying, Maishtakul Torah. What the Gemara is saying is, because the whole Makar that a Yavam can be Michael is Rashi and Ksubas Nun Chesam and Aleph. It's all based on the fact that it's like Gara from a Kaddish Bebiya. Oh, does Zok there. So therefore, it has to take a Bila Gara. So a fighting a Bia where it's done in a way where someone's Makaddish Bebiya would be okay and a Chanami. Oh, but call She'ein Abal Michael because it's a Bia Gerua. Oh, oh, in a Yavam Michael, because then you don't have the Loigara from a Kaddish Bebiya. Mamish v'divrei pi chachem chen. Abazok davim aluim, delafizeh, be moisef one more knetch. Talach is that a Yavam is not Michael Betrumo. A Yavam, meaning, la'acha yibum, yeah. But a Yavam not. How do we know that? Today's daf, the Gemara Ksubas Lanches, that a Yavam is not Michael Betrumo. And the emes is, he says, a little tzarech bi why. Emes is, we know, the machlokes in Shas, yesh zika, ain't zika, but learning Yevamis, and we've mentioned so many times that this machlokes Yesh Zika Ein Zika is only on a Derabbanan level. It's only in Echos, qualitatively, how far we take Zika. But everybody holds this really an Ishus. Really, there is a Zika between the Yavam and the Yevamah. So, Freita Avni Meluim, I could have heard a very stark tzad that really Zika should be enough to be able to be Maichel B'Truma. So, why is it so poshet? Why is it so poshet that Zika is not able to be Maichel B'Truma? Why is it so poshut that Zika is not able to be Michael B'Truma? Because even if you want to action Zachos and you want to tell me Zika is an Ishus, and it is, Isha Hikmulei Menashamayim, Midei Raisa, and you want to tell me that that Ishus really in Lomdis should have been enough sheer Ishus in order to be able to be Michael B'Truma. But at the end of the day, how did that Ishus come about? The Ishus between the Yavam and the Yavama. What created that Ishus? What's the makar to that Ishus? How did it come about? Isha hiknu loy min hashamayim. It came from the Himmel. It was Isha hiknu loy min hashamayim. Zokta avnim aluim that really, midai raisa, it's only kinyan kaspoy that's a chalas b'truma. It's only kinyan abal yedei kesef. Any other sort of Ishus, tafichon kum in tzashtekul Torah. I know Mekadosh Bebiya, Mekadosh Bishtar, because Ishkes Havayis La'adadi. I know Yibum, because Yibum's like Gar from Mekadosh Bebiya. And by the way, Shmuel Shita is in Nunvavam and Aleph and Yavam is that the red of the Bia is Gar from Mekadosh Bebiya, Tanka can't be Michael Betruma. So Zoktav Nimalun, what's your Makar? What's your Limud for Zika? Zika's an Ishus, Maskin, no problem. 100%, it's a Kenyan, Lomizog, and Oniach. Starker basis to say that. But at the end of the day, it's not Ali De Kesef. It's Isha Hiknu Loi Min HaShemayim. And because it's Isha Hiknu Loi Min HaShemayim, and it's not Al Yidei Kesef, so it's for that reason, L'chayra, at the end of the day, what's going to be the makar for you to be marbit? There's no Iskish Havayis Ladodi Zok to Avni Malum when it comes to Zika. There's no, oh, Zika's like Gara from what? From Mekadosh B'Kesef, Shtar and Biyu. It is Gara. It says, Isha Hiknu Loi Min HaShemayim. It's Zika Gara, you would think. And if that's the case, there's no Reba. If there's no Reba, that's why it was so posh to the Gemara. That's why it was so posh to the Gemara that the Halacha is going to be that Isha Niknes, she is going to not be able to eat Truma, machmas the fact that there's a Zika. We're going to stop here.